remember when old granddad sat me down and told me all about the way things used to be. His first ride was an old Harley. He lived through the Depression. It was pretty gnarly, and how he almost died in the Marine Corps. Well, looking back on all he said, it's been a while now. Granddad's been dead. Even in my short life, there's been a lot of changes. Like the economy is slowly dying. Them Muslims, they're all multiplying. Things just ain't what they used to be. Now, I ain't sure what we're headed for, but it don't look good down to the core. All the fighting and the killing and the bombing that's going on. You got a lot of diseases and not a lot of cures, and America's for sale to the rest of the world. It's the Arabs and the Chinese that are buying. And they're telling me 2012's the end. And if it is, then sign me up, friend. Cause I ain't going down like some kind of clown. I'll stand up and fight till the end. Now those are just some things on humanity's side. You wanna talk some more? Let's take a ride out there to that big old universe. You got the sun up there, it's keeping us alive. But a solar storm knocks out the satellites. We're talking Katrina times 1,010. Imagine if the whole world's power went out and you couldn't get in your bank account. Well, that won't matter, folks. You can't eat a dollar bill. It's gonna come down to kill or be killed. Your gas will run out and blood will spill. How long you think the food's gonna last at Walmart? Not to mention there's a super volcano brewing up underneath Yellowstone. It goes, we're heading into a volcanic winter. It'll happen again. It happened before. Just ask our friends, the dinosaurs. Well, wait a second. They're all dead. And they're telling me 2012's the end. And if it is, then sign me up, friend. Cause I ain't going down like some kind of clown. I'll stand up and fight till the end. Now, anything's possible, but nothing's for sure. All I'm saying is it don't hurt to be prepared or to make some change. Like, try buying something made in the USA. Take a little pride every day in this great big country that we call home. Or do something nice for your friend next door. Think twice before you call your wife a whore. It's little things in life that make it count. Hell, maybe 2012 ain't the end at all, but a new beginning for us all. Another chance to do things right. And they're telling me 2012's the end. And if it is, then sign